There is a healing for the mind. There is the lifting of the body. There is the release of pressure. There is a turnaround of story. There is fresh direction coming for one in need. There is help from above. Lift your hands high. Whatever God has for you this morning, just get ready to receive. Lift your hands high and higher. People coming out of the graves and out of the pit. Ancestral curse is broken. Generational power is broken. Mantles of breakthrough. Mantles of favor. The lifting of the siege. Lift your hands. Father, let it be dropped. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive. And bless your hand on yourself. And bless in tongues. What heaven has for you this morning. The healing, the miracle, the deliverance, the sign, the wonder, and all the things that heaven has brought for you. I declare the release. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3. I receive. Your hands and just honor him and adore him. That's right. Something just broke. Something just broke. Something just broke. Go ahead and give him the praise. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph. I'd like you to do it well. Give the Lord at this moment a big clap, a shout, and a leap of joy. A big clap. Oh Lord, for the things you have done, the battles you have won. That's right. God just finished a battle on the behalf of somebody in the realm of the spirit. He finished a battle on the behalf of the church in Nigeria just now. He finished a battle on the behalf of your family. Let's go.
For the things that you have done.
to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. In this interval just now, I believe that God has touched someone's life and done something wonderful and new in somebody's life. If you had a healing, a deliverance, an encounter or something happened to you in the course of this session just now, can I see your hand? Anywhere you are, something happened. Yes, see your hand. I mean, it's something you can testify about right now. Can I see your hand? All right, stand up. Let me see you. Something happened to you just now in the course of this session. All right. At the end of the service, we'll call you forward so that you can let us know exactly what happened to you. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Give the Lord a bigger clap of and a shout of praise. Lift up your right hand and just ask the Lord to give you a word this morning. Father, I ask for a word this morning. Father, we ask for your word this morning. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hebrews chapter 4 and in verse 16. Hebrews chapter 4, it said, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hallelujah. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. The subject is the strength of prayer, and this is part two. The strength of prayer, part two. Our objective still is understanding those forces that give strength to prayer. Understanding those forces that give strength to prayer. We started this subject, and this is part two. First of all, it's critical to know that everybody prays, but not everybody's prayer carries the same weight. Almost everybody prays at one point or the other in life, but not everyone's prayer carry the same weight. The next point is, prayer is in weights with varying degrees of strength. Prayer is in weights, is measured in weights, and carries varying degrees of strength in the realm of the spirit. Someone said, in Jesus' name, and things happen. Another person shouts, Jesus, 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 nothing is happening. There are weights and impact. We said this in the midweek service, and that's the third thing we'll say, that the weight or the strength of prayer determines the impact and the outcome of prayer. The weight or the strength of prayer determines the impact and the outcome of prayer. The weight of it, the strength of it, determines the impact and the outcome of prayer. So last Wednesday, we began to look at those factors and forces that give weight to prayer. If my prayer is to be weighty, if my prayer is to have the desired outcome, what forces should be there? Number one we saw was quality relationship with God. That the quality of our prayer, the quality of our relationship with God determines the quality of our prayer. We looked at that. And if you are not in the service, please go through that. Number two, was the purity of the conscience. A clear conscience. A pure conscience is critical in answered prayer. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me, scripture said. Number three was the sharpness of word revelation. The revelation of the word that we have. How sharp is it? It affects the strength of our prayer. He said, take with you words and turn to the Lord. Don't just turn to the Lord. What word are you carrying? Please, if you are not in the service, you pick up the message for your good. This morning, we shall look at four more points, two in this service and two in the next service. That leads us to point number four, and that is the potency of faith. The potency of faith. The potency of faith affects or determines the potency of prayer. The potency of faith. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, he said, but without faith it is impossible to please God or please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The potency of faith. James chapter 1 and in verse 5 and in verse 6. Verse 5 and 6. He said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Now verse 6 is our concern. Let him ask in faith. That is, anything we are asking from God, let him ask in faith. Nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think that he can receive anything of the Lord except on the grounds of faith. Why is faith so important? First, faith functions on the platform of confidence in the reality of God. And faith functions on the platform of confidence in the reality of God. That is, I am not praying to a God who is not real. I am not praying to a God who does not exist. I am not praying to a God who is not alive. It on the platform of confidence in the reality of God. And how is that important to us? Confident in the reality of God is a guarantee of rewards and results from God. Confidence in the reality of God is a guarantee of results and rewards from God. When you demonstrate confidence in the reality of God, when you show God that he is real, when you show God that you are not praying to a God who does not exist, he guarantees your results and rewards from him. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that God is real, that God is real, God is real. That God is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He must believe that God is real. That is why faith is important. Faith makes you believe that God is real. Number two, why faith is important in our prayer is faith takes hold of the character, or lays hold of the character of God's faithfulness. It lays hold or takes hold of the character of God's faithfulness for results. That is, God is faithful. He has done it before in my life. He has done it before in the life of other people. And if he has done it before in my life and done it before for others, he can do it again. Faith lays hold, takes hold of God's character of faithfulness. that God is a rewarder. He is a rewarder, not just a recorder. He is a rewarder, not a user. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We have seen that before, how he rewarded others. Somebody say a loud amen. Why is faith so important in our prayer? Number three, faith operates in a doubt-free and fear-eliminated realm. Doubt-free, fear-eliminated realm that causes God to move. Faith, when you approach God on the grounds of faith, it is the realm of doubt eliminated. Doubt is eliminated, fear is eliminated, and then you move God. In Luke chapter 8 verse 50, when they were saying concerning, I believe it was Jairus' daughter, but don't trouble the master anymore. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. Fear not, believe only. So, where people believe, fear don't survive. Where faith is, fear don't live. The presence of faith is the death of fear and the death of doubt. Even though doubt may try to raise its ugly head, but faith suffocates them. Because you know that faith is anchored in the reality of God's word. Somebody say a loud amen. I pray for someone here today. Every element of fear in your life dies to its root right now. Every trace of fear and trace of unbelief, trace of uncertainty about the future, I declare that it dies right now in the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Shout the loudest amen. Two examples of people who prayed with faith. There are many of them in scripture. But first example is the prophet Elijah. The major secret of prophet Elijah's impact was faith-loaded prayer. Faith-loaded. In James chapter 5 verse 14, the Bible began to speak to us about the prayer of faith. It says, is any man sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if they have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Let me give you an example of the prayer of faith. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that he may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Elijah opened and closed the heaven at will. He called down fire at will by the weapon of faith-loaded prayer. Someone say a loud amen. That was Elijah. Number two is our Master Jesus. Our Master Jesus, in John chapter 11 and in verse 41, John chapter 11 and in verse 41, at the tomb of Lazarus, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. That is how faith talks. I am aware you have heard me already. He said, but for the sake of the people who are standing, and I know you hear me all the time, but because of the people we stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth bound hand and foot with grave cloths, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. And so they loosed him. The prayer of faith. I thank you, Father, that you have heard me already. I prophesy to everyone, anything dead in your life, every Lazarus of your life is coming alive today. Lazarus is coming alive today. Is coming alive today. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. The loudest amen. the realm of faith, you see the answer before you pray the prayer. Hello? You see the answer before you prayed the prayer. You are praying from the answer back to the question. Ordinary people pray from the request to the result. But faith prays from the result to the request. I thank you because you have heard me. I thank you because you have heard me. In the realm of faith, you don't pray a prayer you don't believe will not be answered. Except you are praying formality. You pray the prayer you are sure will be answered. Hallelujah. Very, very quickly. Two things to note about faith and then we'll move from there. First, faith moves off obstacles to answered prayer and obstacles to life generally. It moves off obstacles to answered prayer, obstacles to life generally. When you deploy faith at the place of prayer, the things that should block your prayer are moved away by your faith. The things that should hinder the prayer are moved off by your faith. In Mark chapter 11 verse 23, he said, if thou shalt say to this mountain, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. So, faith moves mountains. It's a spiritual dynamite, detonates mountains. And I decree today, anything that is a mountain standing before you, standing before your family, standing before your children, standing before your wife or your husband, I decree they are moved off right now. In the name of Jesus. Say louder, amen. That which appears so big and insurmountable is moving off right now. You believe that? Say a louder amen. That was number one. Number two, faith moves God into action. Any day, any time. Because God is pleased when he is believed. Faith moves God into action any day, any time, because God is pleased when he is believed. The best thing you can do for God is to believe him, and the worst thing you can do with him is to doubt him. You give God joy when you believe him. You give him pain when you doubt him. Am I communicating? How many of you men here? You said to your wife, I have a plan to buy you a dress or buy you a car. And she said, you have started again. That is, you are such an unreliable human being. You remember the story that was told some time ago? Somebody was preaching in the church somewhere, and he said to the people, all of you who don't tell your wife I love you, tell them now I love you. In fact, send them a text message. And one sent the text message, honey, just want to let you know I love you. Then the wife replied, just come straight. Do you need money again? Another one, an unbeliever, sent his wife text, I love you. Say, this man has started again. Did you drink again today? That is, he cannot say such a thing except he's drunk. That is, his character is not consistent with such statement. I will feel highly insulted if I told my wife, I have something, a gift for you. And for any reason she said, I'm not sure. I am very insulted. You have to be sure. I have never told you anything like that for 27 years of marriage. And it wasn't done. Not in the dream. How much more Jehovah, who has been constant for millenniums, has been consistent for millenniums, millions of years. He has not lied, he has not failed. Then he said, I will do it. You say, I'm not sure. You give him pain when you doubt him. You give him joy when you believe him. And so when you believe him, you just move him into action. So what are you, what do you want me to do? I'm here, am I. What do you, just let me know. In the name of Jesus, I speak to someone here. Every trace of delay in your life and delay in your destiny so far is over forever. It's over forever. It's over forever. You believe it, shout the loudest. Amen. Please give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat. That is the fourth thing, or the first for today, that determines the strength of faith, the potency of faith, the strength of prayer, the potency of faith. And then the next, number five, is clarity of purpose. Clarity of purpose or focus. In Psalm 27 and in verse 4, the psalmist said, one thing have I desired of the Lord. I am not confused as to what I am desiring. I am not confused as to what I am looking for. I am not confused as to what I want from God. It's not two, it's not three. It's like, for now, one. That will I seek after. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. But it begins with, one thing have I desired. Why is this very important, clarity of purpose and focus at the place of prayer? Why does it give strength to prayer? Number one, what is not clear to you cannot be cleared for you. And what is not clear to you is not there for you. God will never assume the needs of man. Even though he knows it, he wants you to let him know. What is not clear to you is not cleared for you. And what is not clear to you is not there for you. Number two, what cannot be defined, cannot be discovered. What cannot be defined cannot be discovered. What cannot be defined cannot be delivered. You can't define it, how do you discover it? If you can't define it, how is it delivered? What cannot be defined? I will stand upon my watch and I will watch to see. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1. What he will say to me. And what I shall answer. After that, I will write the vision. I will make it plain. So I can run and pursue it. I can run and pursue it. It is plain. It is clear. I am not pursuing. I'm not chasing shadow. I know what I'm pursuing. Somebody say a loud amen. I give you two examples of people who had specificity of focus at the place of prayer. And it produced results. Number one was Jacob. Jacob was specific, purpose-filled and focused. Specific, purpose-filled and focused at the place of prayer. When his life and destiny turned around. Specific. Purpose-filled, focused.
In Genesis chapter 32 and in verse 24, Genesis 32 and in verse 24, and Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he thought the hollow of his thigh and the hollow of his Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. You know the story. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let you go except you bless me. And I said, what? I will not let you go except you bless me. There are many, many things on my mind, but for now, I need this blessing. Specific. The outcome of it, you know. Your name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince, you have had power with God and with men, and you have prevailed. And his life turned around. He was very specific, purpose-filled, and focused. That is Jacob. Number two, Hannah. Okay, they are showing us that some people are joining this broadcast from all the way Romania. In Europe. It's a bit hazy. Hallelujah. Hannah, at the place of prayer, Hannah was purposeful, specific, and focused. When she prayed for a child, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 11, she was purposeful. She was focused. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou will indeed look on the affliction of your handmaid and remember me and forget not your handmaid, but will give unto your handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life. Very specific in asking for a child. Very specific in what he will do when the child was born. Then I'll give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come on his head. And that specificity of prayer produced result. I see somebody's result coming for them. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Now compare that with two blind men that came to Jesus. Matthew chapter 20, verse 29. Two blind men. They came to Jesus. And as they departed from Jericho, I'll read to verse 34. A great multitude followed him. And behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, cried out saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. And the multitude rebuked them because they should hold their peace. Who said so? Who said they should hold their peace? But they cried them all. When your destiny is being determined, don't let anybody shut you up. Don't let anybody cause you to keep quiet, except if they will give you what you are looking for. I should shut up because you want to give me your eyes? And the multitude rebuked them because they should. Why? Why should they hold their peace? But they cried the more, saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. And Jesus stood still and called them. And said, what will ye that I should do for you unto you? That is, have mercy is very general. Can you be specific? Because have mercy, I can have mercy on you and give you money. I can have mercy on you and change your cloth. What exactly? And they say unto him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. Somebody say specific. So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight and they followed him. I see the touch of God coming upon somebody here this morning. If you are the one, you say a louder amen. If you are the one, you shout the loudest amen. You are ready for the touch of God, shout the loudest amen. As we round off on this point, take note of two things. One, what God sees in your heart determines what he places in your hands. Ephesians chapter 3 and in verse 20. What God sees in your heart determines what he places in your hands. unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. What he sees in your heart determines what he can place in your hand. So let there be clarity in the heart. That is first. And secondly, expectations determine manifestation, and expectation determine experience. The earnest expectation of creature waited for manifestation. Romans chapter 8 verse 19. Expectation determines manifestation. Expectation determines experience. What is not expected by you can never be manifested for you. And what is not your expectation cannot be your experience. Expectation determines manifestation, and expectation determines experience. Go before God with very, very concrete, accurate expectation, and it shall happen. Somebody say aloud, amen. In the second service, we shall be looking at the testimonies of his acts and how they contribute to the potency of prayer. While working on that, yesterday I learned things in that realm of testimonies afresh. The testimonies of his acts. And then we shall also see intensity of passion and desperation as weapons that will strengthen prayer. We'll look at that. Hallelujah. Somebody bless here this morning, say aloud, amen. Somebody bless here this morning, say aloud, amen. Somebody bless here this morning, jump on your feet with the loudest shout of amen. The loudest shout of amen. Will you lift up your hands and your voices and let's appreciate God. Let's appreciate God. Let's honor him. Let's worship him. Let's adore him. Magnify his name, his holy name, his wonderful name, his awesome name. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Blessed be your name, Lord. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands and say, Father, say it louder, say, Father, I ask that you will open my eyes to your word. That will quicken in my heart a new dimension of faith. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, say, Father, open my eyes into your word that will quicken a new dimension of faith in my heart. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and speak to God. Father, I ask that you will open my eyes to your word afresh that will quicken in me a new dimension of faith. Open my eyes in your word afresh that will quicken a new dimension of faith. Open my eyes in your word afresh that will quicken a new dimension of faith. In the name of Jesus. Lekose parata satena gagadegagalala. Lete perete skokolalala. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands and lift up your voice and say, Father,
Father,
in the name of Jesus,
I ask
specifically that you will cause my life
to be fully aligned
with your perfect plan and purpose for my life in this season. In the name of Jesus, Father, cause my life to be perfectly aligned with your perfect plan and purpose for me in this season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Ya para precious name. The Lord bless his purpose in our lives in Jesus' name. Right now we are going to pray for Nigeria. Our prayers are working. Our prayers are working. Our prayers are working. And we are going to pray more and more and more. Heavy casualties as terrorists confront bandits in Kaduna. This happened on Wednesday, right? This week. That is, we are terrorists, you are bandits. Clash. Since you like to kill, kill each other. We declare that their swords be turned against each other. Since you like to kill, finish yourself. We have seen nothing yet. And we are about to pray more of that prayer today. In the book of Proverbs chapter 19 and in verse 21, he said, there are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. In the book of Job chapter 5 verse 12, he said, he disappointed the devices of the crafty so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Every terroristic threat against the body of Christ in Nigeria, we declare it frustrated. We declare it nullified. We declare it completely terminated. Lift your voice and say, Father,
we ask
that you will frustrate
the agenda
of the wicked killers, terrorists, bandits,
headsmen,
and jihadists in Nigeria, against the church in Nigeria. We decree the total failure of their plot in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, we ask that you will frustrate the agenda of the wicked killers, terrorists, bandits, headsmen, and jihadists in Nigeria, against the church in Nigeria. We decree the total failure of their plot now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Pray with passion. Pray with passion. Pray with passion. We decree Mahashadadadada. Father, we ask that you will frustrate the agenda of the wicked killers, terrorists, bandits, henchmen, kidnappers, jihadists in Nigeria, against the church, ritual killers in Nigeria. We decree the total failure of their plot. We decree the total failure of their agenda. Today, their plot against the churches in Nigeria, we decree the total failure of their plot. We decree that you frustrate the agenda of the wicked killers, the terrorists, the bandits, the henchmen, the jihadists in Nigeria, against the church in Nigeria. We decree the total failure of their plot in the name of Jesus. We ask that you frustrate the agenda of the wicked killers, the terrorists, the bandits, the henchmen, the jihadists in Nigeria, against the church of Nigeria. We decree the total failure of their plot in the name of Jesus. We decree the total failure of their plot, the total failure of their agenda. In Jesus' precious name, the Lord has answered us in Jesus' name. We shall pray again that more of their sword will be turned against each other. Second Chronicles chapter 20 verse 22 to 23. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Verse 23. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone assisted each other to die. They assisted each other to die. Those who sent, the killers will kill themselves. They will kill those who sent them. They will kill those who are their informants. Who will lead them into communities, to waste communities? They will kill them. Lift your voice and say, Father, we ask that the swords and the weapons of killers, terrorists, bandits, herdsmen, jihadists in Nigeria will be turned both against each other and against their sponsors, informants, and collaborators in this season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, say, Father, we ask that the swords and the weapons of killers, of terrorists, of bandits, of headsmen, of jihadists in Nigeria will be turned both against each other and against their sponsors and their informants and their collaborators in this season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Father, we ask that the swords and the weapons of killers, the swords and the weapons of terrorists, bandits, headsmen, jihadists, ritualists in Nigeria will be turned both against each other and against their sponsors, against their informants, against their collaborators in this season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, the swords of the swords and the weapons of killers, of terrorists, of bandits, of headsmen, of jihadists in Nigeria will be turned both against each other and against their sponsors, against their informants, against their collaborators in this season, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. In Jesus' precious name. In one of those communities, the young men who stood their ground and said, we are not running from our fatherland. This is our land. One of those days, they went into the bush, just patrolling, and saw heaps of terrorists dead in the bush. Who killed them? Nobody knows. What happened to them? Nobody knows. Dead bodies en masse, because there is a God in heaven who does not need AK-47 to fight. He does not need a general purpose machine gun. There are celestial fighters that can fight direct from heaven. The God who fight war without the dust of war. He can bury his enemies and you can't find their graveyard. We are going to ask that he fights from heaven. In Psalm 11:6. Psalm 11:6. Everybody read it together. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire, brimstone, and an horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. Let something fall from heaven on these wicked people. In their camps where they are in the bush, let the rain of death fall. Lift your voice and say, Father, we ask that your rain of snares, of fire, of brimstone, of a horrible tempest will begin to fall in the camp of the wicked killers, the terrorists, the bandits, the herdsmen, the jihadists in Nigeria until they are eliminated out of the land. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask that your rain of snares, fire, brimstone, horrible tempest will begin to fall in the camp of the wicked killers, the terrorists, the bandits, the herdsmen, the jihadists in Nigeria until they are eliminated out of the land. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. La 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 la
Of Jesus, the Lord answer our prayers in Jesus' name. Whether the devil likes it or not, change has come to Nigeria. Somebody sent me a quote yesterday, and the person said, when she saw that quote, she thought I was the one speaking. He said, if you are emotionally attached to your tribe, religion, or political leaning, to the point that truth and justice become secondary considerations, your education is useless. Your exposure is useless. If you cannot reason beyond petty sentiments, you are a liability to mankind. So it looks like I was the one talking, but this was Dr. Chuba Okadigbo. Know that man of words. Ancient time. We have a lot of liabilities in this country who want to impose some useless sentimental nonsense upon our nation. Father, scatter them. Scatter them. Scatter them. Scatter them. Lift up your hands. Say, Father,
Father,
we ask.
Yes.
Of course, Psalm 68 verse 1, say, O Lord, arise and let your enemies be scattered. Say, Father,
Father,
we ask that you will arise and let your enemies in Nigeria be scattered. Let the enemies of this nation be scattered. Let the leadership enemies in high position, against the destiny of Nigeria, scatter them. Scatter them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Pray, pray, pray. Scatter them, Lord. Scatter them, Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. In Jesus' precious name. The Lord has heard and answered us in Jesus' name. Lift your hands and give him the praise. All those who confirm that they have a testimony or something that God did for you in the course of the first session, you'll step forward here and let us hear from you. Going up to the high places to tear that devil's kingdom down. We will sing that for 2-3 minutes and then we'll take our seat and then proceed. Can you give the Lord a clap and a shout of praise? In that first segment of prayer, that worship session and all that impartation session, something happened to you, something left you, you came out of a grave or a pit, something got healed in your body, God adjusted something. Quickly step forward and let's find out what happened. Let's go.
We're going up to the high places. We're going up to the high places.
Celebrate.
To tear the devil's kingdom down.
Let's go up. Everybody sing.
The devil's kingdom down. Yeah, let's go on. We're going up to the high.
Please let me fast and move very fast. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat.
Sir, as the heat of the prayer was on, she's still under power. Our sister, she cannot count how many relationships have been broken in her life, and for no reason. But right now, fire came upon her and she saw a hand putting a wedding ring on her wedding fingers.
Hallelujah. Every embargo placed on your life, marital embargo, financial embargo, today the embargo is lifted. In Jesus' name, be free. In Jesus' name.
Sister Blessing said she had suffered confusion for so many years. Marriage is not working. Men will come that they want to ask for a hand in marriage. Before you know what, they are gone. She said when the worship was on, she started staggering until she fell under power. She said she saw something jumping out of her. And she believed that her deliverance has come.
Somebody place your hand on yourself and say, every stranger in my life, your tenure expired. Oh, you stranger, on your mouths, get set, shout, go! Every stranger out of these lives, in Jesus' name.
Sir, sister, doctor, since October last year, fell down, and this right hand.
The hand broke. So the man that is treating the hand said that they will cut the hand. I just fell down, nothing. I did not.
And the hand just broke.
Yes, sir. And the man said that they will cut the hand. My home church leader is.
That they will break it and reset it again. Yes, what happened now?
No, that they will cut the
hand. Oh, amputation.
Yes.
Cut the hand. My home church leader is here. He's up there. He can hear. He know what happened to me.
So since that October, she'll not be able to lift this hand.
The hand. I cannot do anything with the hand. I've been trusting God.
Wow.
When mommy came for our area to bless the ground that the church is around building, that was when I started moving the hand. So since then, I've been trusting God for healing. I cannot come out if it is cold. So,
but and what happened now?
Right now, when you are praying, I just fell under anointing. The usher there helped me. And I can be able to lift the hand up.
Are you just sitting and looking like that?
You are the mighty, 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 mighty God, the great.
Take it.
Hallelujah.
She's smiling.
Hallelujah.
The smile tells the story.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the mighty,
you are the mighty, 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 mighty God, the great.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the mighty,
you are the mighty, 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 mighty God, the great. Enjoy the lifting of the hands.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
You are the
mighty, 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 mighty God of glory.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah. Shout of victory. Congratulations. Testimony is permanent. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat, people.
Sister Blessing said 7 years ago she had a dislocation
on her right arm, and the person that worked on that arm said she should come with a cork. And then she felt it was against her belief, and then she refused to do that. Said 2 years ago, that thing came back again. She couldn't use that arm to do anything. But while you were praying and you say, lay your hands upon yourself and receive, and say, I receive, she said she did that and she heard a sound pop. And then immediately she got her healing. She could use the hands to do everything she couldn't do.
Do everything.
To give God the glory.
Wow. Give the Lord a big clap. It looks like God is dealing with bones this morning. Broken bones being mended. Dislocated joints being relocated. And everything that is fractured around your life is coming back together. Shout the loudest amen. Lift up your hands. Power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Yes.
Brother Ayomide was attacked in a dream last week. And when he woke up, he saw a demonic cat sitting on the same bed with him.
And physically.
After a while, the cat disappeared. And since then, he couldn't turn his neck and be experiencing excruciating pain until this morning. As the word went forth, said, a thing left him and the pain disappeared. Now he can move the neck.
Every witchcraft power monitoring your life, every agent from hell sent to afflict your destiny, today they are roasted by fire. Somebody shout fire! They are roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. You are free. Yes.
Yes, sir. Our sister Philomena said last Sunday in the dream of the night before she came for service, she had a dream while someone told her she wouldn't cross that Sunday. She will pass.
Hold on, let him finish for you. Somebody came and said she won't see that Sunday.
On her way to church on Sunday, she collapsed here and was taken to the medical stand. They resuscitated her.
Oh, wow.
Yes, sir. She said in that state that she saw God's servant, God appearing using his face, saying, God, touch this woman's heart. Touch this woman's heart. She revived and she came for service today. But in the midst of the ministration this morning, she saw a chain cut from her neck. And that yoke had been taken off.
And you said, she was just trying to interrupt. You say you saw me also push the man. Okay, the man that wanted to push you into the grave. The man died there. Anybody who wants you dead, they will take your place in that death. Any pit they have dug for you, are you going to take that song? Any pit they have dug for you, those who dug the pit will fall inside.
Any pit where they dig for you,
like the rest
any
of us,
where they dig for you,
your healings are
fine. Please,
stand back to yourself. Shout of praise. Congratulations. Lift your hands high. I prophesy and I decree this. Premature death shall not be your portion. Everybody connected, related and associated with this commission. Every death the devil has planned for you, today it is cancelled. But for you, your family, your brothers, your sisters, your wife, your children, your loved ones, every death ordained for you from the pit of hell is hereby cancelled. In Jesus' name. Lift your hands high. At this moment you heard the word, you saw the miracles and you saw the testimonies. And there is a need for you to surrender your life to Jesus and to have your sins forgiven anywhere you are. I'd like you to place your hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me. I say, Lord Jesus,
Say it louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Those who pray that prayer, can I see your hand up? You pray the prayer of surrender to Jesus, having your sins forgiven. Yes, I see the hands everywhere. And even if you didn't pray that prayer, but you need to hand over your life to Jesus, quickly rush to the front here. Carry your Bibles and your bags. I live for Jesus day after day. Quickly rush forward here. I give you the count of 10 and be the first to come. The rest you can take our seats. 1.
I live for Jesus.
Quickly run forward. 2.
Day after day.
3.
I live for Jesus. Let him move me. The Holy Spirit.
4.
I will obey. I live for Jesus.
5.
Day after day.
You are bound by an addiction, negative lifestyle, alcoholism, gambling, lying, cheating, duping, prostitution, womanizing, drug addiction, drunkenness, anything that has bound and chained your life. You want that yoke broken and that chain broken. Quickly, carry your Bibles on your bags and rush to the front here and be prayed for also.
Give him your life.
1.
Give him your life.
2. 3.
Give him your life.
He's waiting for you.
He's waiting for you.
Won't you give him your life?
Give him your life. Why don't you give him your life?
Give him your life.
Jesus is knocking at the door. He's waiting for you.
Why don't you give him your life?
Give him your life. Give him your life. He's knocking at the door.
Lord, a big clap. Place your right hand on your chest, every one of you, and pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I declare the hold of sin broken off your life and the grace to live for God is released upon you. I call it done in Jesus' name.